Welcome back.
I know it's been a minute. We're on like a little summer
siesta. This is episode 26.
26.
Holy camoly.
I know. We've missed you guys so much, but we have been working our little tails off on the back end, getting some exciting things ready for you guys.
Some new interviews coming up.
Yes. Super excited for those. And yeah, we just like needed a little mental reset, I think.
Summer vacay.
Yeah. Even though we didn't go anywhere, really. Or I guess I went camping.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm Heike.
I'm Neg.
And we're
Girls with Anxiety. That's like totally like the girl in the back of the classroom, like, hi, I have anxiety.
It's like me always sitting in the back of the class. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. I'm not here. But yeah, before we get started with this episode, we would love if you subscribe, rate, review. It helps us out a lot. Tell all your friends about us.
Yeah.
Tell your family about us.
Take their phones, rate, review for us on their phones.
Please do. Please do. And then you could also follow us on Instagram at Girls with Anxiety Podcast. I think we'll be more present there too. We've also taken a little step back from the gram, but you know, we just do what we can.
Yep, exactly. And it will definitely like giving us those reviews and whatnot helps us to become better.
Yeah.
And give you guys better content. So literally email works. DMing works. We'd love to just hear about what you guys want to hear about and talk about. So we're open ears and here always to discuss, you know, what's happening in the world and how we can make a better change for everything. Well, do you want to tell them about the exciting news? The beautiful thing that you created?
Oh, yeah. So we've been working on a GWA newsletter that right now we'll probably come out monthly, but we don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll probably have one also when we have guests.
New episodes, yeah. Episodes.
Yeah, to just go in a little bit more in detail with that so you don't have to, like, read it all on the show notes. We're really excited about it.
Another reason to subscribe.
Exactly.
And we have a link in our bio for that, too.
Yeah, link in the bio. You guys should tell Instagram that we shouldn't have to have 10,000 followers to have a swipe up option. God,
yeah, that is so rude.
Because then, like, you could just, like, swipe up. But, yeah, the link in the bio, you could subscribe there. And then you could also email us directly down there. There's a little envelope icon.
Icon.
And you click it, and it goes right to our email. So there you go. And yeah, we're really excited about our new GWA newsletter. And
yeah,
it's just a safe place where we can
talk, have conversations.
Yeah,
I agree. And I also kind of feel like it's like back in the blog days, and I do miss that, like being the, like, you know, it's like before Instagram and stuff, your primary source is like going to somebody's blog and like reading all their stuff. And that was always really nice to just have that, like, little, it's like walking into somebody's little journal.
Yeah. I'm so excited because you guys will finally be able to read all of Neg's like beautiful writing be able to read her beautiful writing. So I'm really excited about that because she always writes and has beautiful stories that she reads to me. So I'm excited that she'll be able to share a little bit of that there too.
Stop it, you little duckling.
Of course.
We should do an episode on how to take a compliment.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Writing that down.
I'm the worst.
I know. I reflect. I'd be like, but this. So link in bio for that to subscribe. And then, Neg, do you want to tell our listeners about Claire's little?
Yeah. fundraiser. Yeah, so we have a really good friend named Claire, and she started a GoFundMe for her. Currently, it's for her elementary school that she had gone to, but it's an anti-racism book donation, and so you can. We'll put the link in our show notes, so that way you're able to go to it. And too bad we can't do the swipe up.
I know.
Because we could literally swipe up to it. But you can go in there and donate. And what it will do is obviously afford money to be able to make their library more diverse. From, you know, obviously starting young is where we should be aiming towards. Mm-hmm. And really trying to donate to make our children's lives more diverse, especially in a time like now. What's the better time than to fix all of this now? We need to start in this way. I love that she's doing this. If you guys have any other questions on that, feel free to DM us and we can definitely guide you through. But people are just making any donation, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you can. At the end of the day, it's just
anything
working.
Helps.
Yeah, exactly. Anything helps, working to a better future. And this will help bring A, literature to kids, and B, changing mm-hmm. their lives and how they, you know, they're going home and maybe learning one thing, but at least going to school, they're able to see diversity mm-hmm. and different aspects that will change their lives forever and change the lives of other children too.
Yeah. And her goal is to, once her it's Clarence Lobo Elementary School. Once that donation is all filled up, her goal is to continue and go to other schools.
So cool. It's such a cool idea.
I know. It's so great. And, you know, like, reading is so special. So mm-hmm. I think this is such a beautiful fundraiser. And so, yeah, if you can at least donate a little bit or share mm-hmm. with your friends and family, I think anything helps.
Yeah. And I love that she's because, like, you know, it's like when we look back at school, I don't remember, like, even though, like, I obviously learned about Black history and we had history classes, but like learning about anti-racism mm-hmm. or like having diversity and that, like, it's going to be so amazing to, like, even just on a greater scale.
Yeah.
Have this start to be in their everyday lives at school.
Yeah. It won't just be like a small chapter in your history book.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I love that she's doing this. If you guys can help out in any way, please do. Again, if you guys have any other questions, let us know. Otherwise, that information will definitely be in our show notes.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think this episode, no, I don't think, I know, because we planned it, but this episode is just going to be like a little update about us since mm-hmm. Neg and I haven't recorded, just her and I, since May.
We haven't seen each other since May either, and it's now July.
It's July, the end of July.
Yeah, the end of July, and it was, it's a long time.
My heart's shattered.
Well, mine's shattered too. So who's going to clean us up with a broomstick?
Well, you have to come up and visit me.
I know. Well, where will I come and visit you, Heike?
I don't know.
Have to share with us.
Okay, so I guess we'll start with updating with me first. Jake and I, drum roll please. We are moving. I'm currently recording in our studio right now. Like, not studio, like GWA studio. That will be one day, but in our studio apartment in the bathroom because he has a conference call. I told Nag that I feel like a mom that needs to get away from all her children and, like, locked herself in the bathroom because this is the only door we have.
That is so true.
Besides our front door.
Yeah.
So I'm currently in the bathroom recording this episode for you guys because I love you so much. We tried to record this the other day and I was in the closet. Oh my God. I was in the closet and there's only one outlet, like, by the closet, which is in the bathroom. And the cord got stuck underneath the door and Jake had to go to the bathroom and, like, couldn't open the door. It was just, like, a mess. So, like, I'm grateful for this tiny studio. It's kept us safe, healthy, I'm like so lucky and privileged that we have a place to call home, but it's the four of us, which is our cats included, have outgrown this place.
Yeah, definitely.
I was washing dishes this morning before we recorded, and three tiny, I don't even want to say it because I don't want you guys to think I'm like disgusting,
well,
but
it's
I'm not
you.
Three tiny baby cockroaches came out of the socket or the outlet, and I'd like almost threw up, and I was like, I need to get that fuck out of here. So
isn't that funny? Like when you're really like about to leave somewhere and just all the other stuff just kind of comes like crumbling out of the woodwork, you're like, fuck
literally
this place.
I was like, what the fuck? This is disgusting. But yeah, I'm so excited. This place is 1,200 square feet, 12 foot ceilings, like two walls.
What's your current? It's like three.
No, give
four?
Me some. Give me some.
Five.
Five.
Okay, it's 500. But I'm just saying, it's going to be such a massive difference.
Oh my God, we're going to have like only one room full of furniture, and it's going to like, I'll still have to record in the closet because I don't want the echo to be crazy.
Yeah.
But like I told Jake, the first thing that I want to move in there is the bike, so I could like ride my bike in there because it's going to be so big.
And you'll have your own. You guys will have a bedroom.
We'll have a bedroom. We'll have a living room. GWA will eventually have a small studio there because it's an artist loft, so we really have free range of like what we want to do. And our really good friend Chad lives next door. And he's like building like a loft within a loft. So he's going to help us. I've already sent him stuff that I want to build.
Oh, I love it.
And he's super excited that we're excited. And we have a washer and dryer.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And that's right too, because which I think is like divine timing. Like the person who's currently living there is like, hey, do you guys want this? Or
yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't know when thing. And it's funny because, okay. Backstory. Heike and Jake had looked at this one place that was really cute. What was like a month or so ago? 2 months ago? Or was it back in May? Wow. Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, time. And
surprise when you're sitting in your apartment.
And it just didn't, like, they just didn't get it for whatever reason. And I'm so glad that you guys didn't.
I know.
Get it
was like pretty perfect though. It was like exactly like it was my style. It was like original tile. Like I'm a sucker for like original tile with floors, like built-ins. Like my dad has collected antiques and that's just like rubbed off on me. It was so beautiful. But yeah, just, you know, Jake was super bummed and I was like, you know what? I always try to look at things like half glass half full. And I'm like, it just didn't tick all our boxes. It didn't have like an outside area. It didn't have washer and dryer. We'll find something else. And like now this place is like
perfect.
Yeah. I think was like a little over 800 square feet. So like,
Place is huge. And that place was big.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm so excited. I can't wait for Neg to come up and just like see.
I'm just going to lay on the floor.
Oh, please do. And it's wood floor, so you'll be fine. And I have a Pinterest board that's like private that I called New Place and I'm just like adding.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a really exciting thing that we're.
Yeah. It's
like,
funny because
like a week.
Like literally 1 week.
Well, when this episode comes out,
it'll be like 3 days.
3 days. Yeah.
Yeah. It made me think of like that lesson of like how easy it is to, and how natural it is to be like, this didn't fucking work out. Like, this didn't, like, and it's like, it can get you so in the dumps. And then it's just like, it's so hard to remember, like, don't stress so hard because wait, something really good is going to come soon.
100%.
Or something better for you is going to come soon. Because it's like that meme or what, I don't like saying meme because it's just a quote. But memes are just stuck in my head.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But it's like, gosh, what is the quote? It's like something about things are better than what you expect or yada, yada, yada.
Or like what you've said in past episodes, like what will come for you, like the wave.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. That's one of my friends, Mickey. That's her little thing that she says. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. I'm so excited though.
Like, I can't wait to have Neg up and we could be like, okay, so this little area could be like our GWA office.
Like our interface can just stay out. Yeah.
Like, well, this place is so big. We're going to have so much room. I don't even know what to do with
it. We could do acrobatics.
Oh my God. I could have full on dance parties in there. I will still probably work out in front of Jake though.
Yeah. He's got that booty.
Like, why not? Oh my God. I was doing like a low intensity, like, cardio workout video, and he was on the bed working, and I was like, I'm so embarrassed right now. I am so embarrassed right now. Like, A, I don't have coordination, so like I probably look like a flailing like little doll that you see in front of car washes or car shops. And then like the fact that like he has to watch me do this, but I was like, I'm gonna power through it. It's only 5 minutes long. Like, okay, you got this. I think it's probably really red because I'm so embarrassed. But I mean, we've been together for 11 and a half years. It's fine, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's so exciting. You guys will be able to celebrate 12 years in a new place.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Lovely. I'm really excited.
I will miss Echo Park, though, because I love Echo Park. But we're only 5 minutes away from Echo Park. So, like,
LA seems like that. Like, it's like, I actually noticed it when I moved to California. Like, you drive 2 minutes and you're in a whole other neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it's like still accessible. Yeah. But yeah, your neighborhood currently is super awesome.
I mean, like, it's so close to where we are now. Like, Jake and I would ride birds to Chad's house.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So yeah,
it's really not that big of a
yeah. Team. And it'll be nice not to be next to the COVID testing. Not that I'm Well,
and the Dodger Stadium.
When
baseball starts back up.
Yeah. If that. I mean, I know baseball started up again just this week, I think.
Is it just the players or fans?
Yeah. No fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for a new neighborhood and it's going to be, I think, a quality of life for both of us will be so much better. Like,
yeah,
I feel like California might be on the road to a second lockdown, like a more like serious one. So not to be in a studio.
Yeah.
Will be really nice. So we could have like
space.
And I feel like my creative juices will start to flow again.
Especially in like an artist loft, like where you're just like almost like constantly surrounded and they have like really high ceilings and windows and there's something about being able, like Heike came over, that was last time I saw her and she had like helped me redo our Steven and I's room. And I like a lot of my furniture is still in the garage and X, Y, and Z. And just having my cat came out of the wrap. Sorry. I've been wrapping Rascal up in a blankie every day now, but he's out. But just having your surroundings have light and the things that you enjoy around it and just having the space to just breathe in it, I feel like does incite creativity and does bring in so much more joy. Like I would say, I mean, I'm obviously not a doctor, but like, if you are feeling like cramped, like change your room around or change something around, just like almost like it's like a movement, like getting some like juices flowing. Mm-hmm. I'm really I'm excited to come up there. I even feel like when I get up there, like I'm gonna be like, all right, this is what we're doing. And X, Y, and Z.
I can't wait.
Yeah. A hike has been sending me like, they're called the Sorry Girls.
Yeah.
Sorry Girl videos. And it's like the DIY that they do.
And they have a loft too.
Yeah, so and it's so like, cool to like watch those. Well, because it makes you feel empowered as a woman.
Yeah,
I feel like that whole like creating your space.
I'm like,
technical, yeah, mechanical stuff is so,
they have, like
male
power
driven.
Tools and like,
yeah, and it's like doing everything myself. Do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's, why do I need a guy to do this for me? Like, 100%. I can do this.
Yeah.
Or it's like, it's really cool. So I'm really excited for you.
Thank you.
It's gonna be this, you know, this year is such a year already of growth and change for our country and our world and just as individuals. So this will be like a really beautiful step for you guys to just step into this new world. And speaking of like growth and change, can we just talk about your BetterHelp situation?
Oh yeah.
But I don't want to cut you off about your place.
Oh no. I'm super excited. Like, this will be the last episode we record here, and then we're hoping that our next episode we'll be able to record together in the new place, because we haven't recorded together since February, guys.
That's gonna be so nice.
That was like almost 6 months ago.
Wow.
I know.
That's so crazy.
But yeah, BetterHelp. So I know I've talked about it on here before and how I like liked my therapist. I've been like really wishy-washy. Like, I like her, but then she's kind of like space cadet. And then like, I'm going to give her another shot. Like, I should give her another chance. And I feel like I kept on saying like, I'm going to give her another chance. I'm going to give her another chance. And then finally a few incidents happened and I was like, you know what? Like, if anything has taught me through this like pandemic is that I'm someone that needs structure, and with not having a job for the last 5 months, like that's where I would have my structure at work. And like, I think that's where my perfectionism came in. And I think I have a little bit of like, I still need structure here at home. Like, I'm like, okay, like at this time I'm going to do this, this, and this just to like have like a flow with my day. But my therapist wasn't giving me any structure, and I think that's really important for my anxiety right now. And yes, she gave me some great like tips and tricks to help ease my anxiety, and we were starting to work on my self-worth, but she like moved my appointments around. She called the podcast a blog, and I feel like if you're a therapist, you should be really thorough about like your
writing your notes about your patient.
Yeah. And she would be like, oh, was that you or my last patient? And it's like,
I don't want to know about your last patient's anything. Like, I hope that you're not confusing.
Yeah. So, and like, it would look like she would be laying down when we recorded or had our video chats. And she was very like space cadet-y, and I don't mean that in like a mean way. She was just a little like flighty.
Yeah.
And she had to, like, we've had to reschedule a few times due to her personal issues. And she even told me like, oh, I have like my own personal therapy session, which is great. Like, glad that you're getting help.
But
like, I don't need to know that. And we like, I followed up with her like, okay, this day works for me. And she never showed up. And that was like the session where we were going to go more in depth about my self-worth. And like, I had like my markers out and my paper out, because like, she was like, we're going to go super in depth and we're going to have you like write and draw and do all this stuff. And she just never showed up. And I was just like, you know what? Like, I have to put myself first, and this is like not for me. Like, I need to find a new therapist. I didn't tell her. I just switched, because I was like, maybe.
Which is so cool that you can do that through BetterHelp.
Yeah. And like, maybe I should have like let her know, because it's like, do my due diligence to be like, hey, like, this is, you should do, like, you should be better with your client, with your patients. But I didn't feel like it was my space. And
I think asking for that, because you had gotten a refund.
Yeah.
I think that like, you not, A, obviously not seeing her anymore, and asking for a refund, like, at some point it will circle back to for her to be like, oh, like, I might have slipped up on this one.
Yeah. And like, I'm like a super like easygoing girl. So like, when she asked if like she can make tea while during my session, like during my time that I have with her that I'm paying, I was like, yeah. So she might have just been like she's like super girl with the flow, and like I understand, like that's fine, but like I'm paying and I'm paying for your time for you to like give me better tools and like, or give me tools to like help me cope Absolutely. With my anxiety and stress. But I did feel bad for switching. Yeah. And I was like in like a dilemma, like, oh, like I'll just give her another try. Like, and then finally I was like, no, like I'm doing therapy to help me, not to like make sure her feelings don't get hurt if I switch.
Right. And that's like the most important thing that yeah. you could have done.
Yeah. I had a hard time though. Like I would text Meg and I told her like, I feel bad. And even now I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, she did really have great like techniques. Like, did I do the wrong thing? But I found a new therapist through BetterHelp, and she seems to be a good fit with me so far. We haven't had like a face to face or like a video chat conversation yet, but she's very, very like present in the chat section. And maybe she's just like overwhelmed or busy, or likes to like have like a, maybe like an interview process before
learning about her patient. Yeah. Yeah.
But I told Meg that I almost was like, like maybe therapy isn't for me. Like I'm just gonna cancel. Yeah, and she's like, no.
Yeah.
No. So
can't do I was that. Like,
okay, fine.
Yeah.
But it's been, therapy's helped a lot. It's daunting to like, A, go to therapy and explain what you're going through and your whole story. And then B, to find another therapist and to go through that
again.
So
totally. It takes strength to just not like want to like just shut down again. And it's, I mean, it's funny because it's like, I think you and I are both the same in the way that we feel like really bad and or responsible for other people's emotions. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want to let her down, even though like, you know, if you put it as a math equation, like she did let you down by not showing up to her appointment, but it's like, you still don't want to let her down. You still don't want to hurt her. You don't want to get her in trouble. Mm-hmm. And it's like, those are all things that make you just like, it's like, because you care about the person that she is, you care that she has a job, that she's doing what she loves, X, Y, and Z. But it's also just like, you have to show that same amount of care to yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm trying to learn personally, like, dealing with disappointment. Like, I'm gonna disappoint people and people are gonna disappoint me, but can we both like still stand at the end of the day and 100%. Like be like, okay, like we disappointed each other,
like I see you, but
and it's like one thing when it's like your family and a loved one, but it's like when it's somebody that you are paying to help you, it's like if they disappoint you, it's like, okay, like better, like I think that you might be better suited for another person.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
And I think it's brave to be able to take that step.
Thank you.
Yeah. And do that. Because knowing you, for as long as I have, like, you truly would put everybody else before you.
Yeah. And, like, working on yourself is so hard and exhausting. And sometimes you just don't want to do it. But you got to do the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't give up on yourself. Because, like, I think for me, learning about, like, it's like, or that's, I think, my constant knife in my side is, like, realizing that, like, nobody else is going to, like, think about you in the same way.
Yeah.
That you want somebody to think about you. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I don't mean that in like people aren't going to like, obviously people are going to love you and be in love with you and X, Y, and Z and want to do the world for you. But you know how to take care of yourself better than anybody else.
Yeah. Like you are you have the, greatest what is it? Oh shit.
My brain. Intuition?
Yes. The best intuition for yourself.
Yeah. It's just like uncovering all of the shit that you've been told. Mm-hmm. Or that you don't know. Like, it's, like, just pulling away the veil.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, listening to yourself.
You know what's best for you.
Even if you don't think it.
Yes.
Yeah. I totally agree. But yeah, what else have you been up to?
What else? One thing. I did. Jake got a new truck.
Yeah.
And I might have mentioned that in an episode. I'm not sure. But we traded in my Prius and he got a 2007
Tacoma.
And it came with a shell. And so we took that bad boy camping up to Mammoth and June Lake. And it was so nice just to get out of the city. It was a little scary to like be, we weren't around a lot of people, but the campsites were full because it was like one of the first weeks that I think camping was
open back up.
Or? And a few campsites in the Mammoth area opened. And so we had a reservation at Lake Mary, and then the day before we left, it got canceled. So, like, a handful of campsites where they just didn't open. So, it was super crowded. Not, like, crowded, but the campsites were really full because everyone was scrambling.
Yeah, to find a place.
And it was so beautiful. We went out on the lake, and camping is, like, not as relaxing as I thought it would be because we changed spots every night and we were gone for four nights and like you have to make all your food and which is fine. I think if we like were stationed in that same camp spot,
yeah,
it would have been a little bit more relaxing, but it was still a lot of fun. Like Jake made us amazing dinners. I got bit by mosquito in the forehead on top of my sunburn that was peeling. I forgot a brush, so I brushed my hair with a fork, but like it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. And just like I'm a Pisces, so like being by water just like calms me. So just like sitting on the boat in the lake, it was just like so relaxing. Even though the water was fucking freezing, I put my feet in and that's it. Like Chad and Jake and Sasha went fully in, but I was like, I'm okay. But yeah, camping was a lot of fun. And that was the trip that we're like, okay, we'll figure out what we need to like fill our like camping gear up with, like what we need in the next trip. And I think we did pretty well.
Yeah.
I think we need, because Jake and Chad built a platform. So we slept in the truck, in the bed, and we just need like little cubbies for underneath the platform. Cause I was literally like diving underneath the bed to go the very back, to pull shit out.
Yeah.
And then, when was that? Oh, that was Father's Day weekend that we went.
Yeah.
And then what else? Oh, I have like a list of books that I've been reading or read. Like my my quarantine list books. I don't know.
Your summer quarantine list.
Yeah. So I've read Educated by Tara Westover. I won't give you guys like a full like detail about them. Like you guys could look them up, but that one's really good.
Yeah, I've heard that one's amazing.
It's so good. So that one took me a little bit to get into.
Like the beginning was hard to.
Yeah. Like, I think I was just like, because the book that I read before, Wild Game, I can't remember who wrote that. I like finished that super fast. So this one, I just like had, it took some time, but it's really great. It's about her story and how she grew up, and she grew up on like a mountain in Idaho. It's super interesting. I highly recommend it. And then right after that, I read Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed, and we have highlighted her in the Black Authors and Writers on our Instagram, and you could find her in the highlights under Black Creators. And it was such an easy, read. I think I finished it in like 2.5 days. It was good.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
And then I'm reading All Adults Here by Emma Straub. Oh God, sorry. This is probably my upstairs neighbors. I'm falling. that book's really good. I read two of her other books. What is it? Modern Love or Modern Romance, and I forget the other one. But they're just like easy like summer reads. They just summertime.
Time reads.
Yeah. And then I'm reading White Fragility, Why Is It So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism by Robin DiAngelo. And that one is very informative and educational. My mind is blown.
Every time you send me a picture, it's like the whole paragraph is like everything's highlighted.
Yeah. I like have written all over that book. I read it to Penny out loud and I go, what? Like, Penny, we did not learn that. I highly recommend that book. It is so informative. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important. And then Meg and I are in a book club together and we're reading The Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts.
Mm-hmm. That book is crazy good too.
It's so good.
It's written back in the day, but it
pertains
to a lot of what's so happening much in our world right now.
It's crazy. And it's really fun to be in a book club with, we're in it with our girlfriend, Nancy. And each week we will read one chapter and then discuss it. And so it's fun because sometimes I'm like, I don't know what he means by this, or this is what I thought. And then
you hear other people's opinion. Yeah.
Nancy and Neg will be like, oh, this is what I thought. Yeah. So Neg was really sweet and invited me into her book club.
Yeah. And it took me a minute to remember to send you the book name.
Well, she did send me the book name. She just actually sent me the book. I guess I could put this in the highlights or in the show notes, but if you guys can, try not to buy from Amazon. I know it can be hard at times, and I know that some companies just sell strictly through Amazon, but what I do is I look it up. I will search in Amazon and then see what the company is and then go to their website directly.
Oh, that's a smart idea. I love that.
Yeah. But I understand that.
Think about that.
Yeah. And I know that some companies just sell strictly through Amazon. I got my dad's 70th birthday gift and they just sell directly through Amazon. So I understand.
That is mind blowing though. I did not even think about doing it like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes longer, but that's okay.
Oh, whatever. We're just, at the end of the day, we used to wait.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So
to get stuff, it's, when you're little, you check the mail every single day looking for your Britney Spears book to come in the mail. That was like me.
And then what else? Oh, yeah. So those are my quarantine reads. And then
– I love that.
Oh, okay. I've been really into these sweet and spicy pickled jalapenos from Trader Joe's. They're so fucking good. I put them on everything. And then what else? I'm going to fill you guys in everything. I got a new pair of shoes because I had to throw away my favorite pair because I stepped in poop and I'm not confident if it was human or dog shit. And I just couldn't.
Yeah. I wouldn't risk it.
If it was just on the bottom, that's fine. I could rinse it off. But my bottom of my foot hit my ankle. So I had it on my ankle and then on the fabric of the side of my ankle. And I asked Nick, I might have to cut my foot off. I disinfected it twice. I washed it a bunch. I put hand sanitizer on it and it still felt disgusting. But I know I probably should have really cleaned them, but I just, I don't know. The virus scares me a little bit. And I don't know if I don't think you can get it through poop. But I was just I cannot. And if I had an outside area to
that you could hose it down.
Mm-hmm. But I was in my bathtub and I was I can't.
No.
And so it might have been a little wasteful and I understand that, but I got the same pair, but all in black. And I'm happy about that. And then what else? Oh, and this will be good because it will segue into catching up with Ned because this is what we've been doing together. We've been watching Sabrina. I'm just so excited. Sabrina the Teenage Witch on Hulu, the original one, not the scary one on Netflix. And
we love it.
So good. I told Neg that she has her own Salem because Rascal is all black.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's like that we talk about it and like the acting is so bad.
Horrible, you guys. It's horrible.
And like Melissa Joan Hart like has terrible dance moves when she's like dancing.
I know.
But I don't know. I think maybe just like the ease of it and like you don't have to think about it just like kind of like takes you away and like helps my anxiety. And so we're going to start a new podcast called Sabrina, the Teenage Witch recap, and we recap every episode.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God.
I honestly want to, though, because there's so much to talk about from every episode because you're just like, how? What is happening here? What are they talking about? Who wrote this right now?
Like season one to three is really good because she goes to like the other realm more. Season four to seven, I don't know. Her college years are weird.
I guess it's really true, though, because everybody's college weird.
Yeah. But so I think we're all caught up with me, what I've been watching, what I eat, my shoes that I've thrown away.
Books what if that you I'm really eating? Only were eating the pickled jalapenos?
Oh, my God. That would, like, tear
you into a pickled jalapeno.
I think I'm going to make, like, once Jake and I move, I think I'm going to make my own.
Oh, yeah.
I follow this wonderful lady, and I know, I'm sure you guys know of her, Sophia Rowe. She posted
the coolest freaking hair.
Oh my God. She's just so beautiful. Like everything, I just like have learned so much from her, and like she's just like a ray of light. Like,
yeah, so watching her cook videos, it's not like stressful. Like, she's not.
No. And she's like, and if you don't have it, you don't need to put this in it. Like, you don't need to go out and buy this ingredient. I'm like, I love that. And like, but she posted a video on pickled jalapenos and they looked really easy and they looked super beautiful. And I was like, I think I could do that. I've made her crispy cannellini beans and they're insane. So I just feel like if I can make something, you guys can make something because I'm not one. With the kitchen.
I'm not one with the kitchen.
Jake's the cook. Every time I cook, he's like, do you want me to do that? Or I could take over. And I was like, why? You think
but
I'm going to do
But can I just side note really quick? Because Hike is actually a really good cook.
At like certain things. Like I have my few staples that I'm like good at.
Yeah. Green bean casserole, Brussels sprouts.
But it's like not really cooking. It's just like throw it in the oven.
Yeah, fucking right, dude. You make this sauce for your Brussels? Yeah. No. Well, it's
and my green bean casserole sauce is from scratch, not
so
from a can.
Too. Oh, man. Crispy onions.
Mm. But I think that's enough about me. I feel like I've talked. Oh, my God.
I'm so hungry.
Oh, my God. I talked so much. So sorry. You guys don't
yeah,
even
right.
care.
I care.
But Neg, like,
my Sabrina fans care.
But Neg, what's new with you?
Well, I mean, you already know. So in April, we found out that we're pregnant.
Oh my God.
So pretty much it was like, I'm really in tune with my period. Like, I always get it on the 8th of every month, like clockwork. And it was like kind of leading. I don't even think it had been my period yet, but I was like, ugh, like I feel nauseous or I don't feel good. And I'm like texting Heike and she's like, well, like you have to give it a few days, like whatever. Like, you haven't even like missed your period. And then I had missed my period. And by that time I had like just ordered, a pregnancy test. And I think when you would be like, are you, you're not pregnant. You're like, it was like almost like joke because it's like you talk, I mean, I've gone through that where like you talk to your girlfriends and it's like, what if you're pregnant? Like, it's almost like just like comical, like a comical like thing to say. And we were FaceTiming and she's like, are you pregnant? And she said it in like a funny way, but like, I just, like, couldn't I don't even think I could talk. Like, I was like,
no. Mm-hmm. She nodded, and I was like, shut the fuck up. But it's so weird because, like, I kind of already had a feeling. Because you're so in tune with your body.
Yeah.
And, like, if anything, that shows how in tune you were. Like, you weren't even late for your period, but you knew.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Well, and it's so, like, I didn't even consciously, like, I just knew, like, okay, this is a possibility. Like, something is, like, something doesn't feel exactly right. Because I was at dinner with Steven and his sister and brother-in-law and their kid and then Steven. And I was, like, trying to drink a glass of wine. And I was eating, like, a sloppy Joe. Which, like, if you've ever watched American Ashley movie, I can't remember which movie it is. But, like, they have sloppy Joes. And they just always look so good. And I was, like, so excited for it. And I told Steven, I was, like, I don't want bread. Which, if you know me, is, like,
so just, weird.
Yeah, I love bread. And I got, like, really, like, nauseous. And his sister goes, are you okay? And I was like, no. And that's kind of when I, like, was like, all right, something's off. But I had quit my job on the 8th, which was the day I was supposed to get my period. Not even, like, being like, I might be pregnant. Like, I should need to keep my job. I just quit my job, and then 4 days later, on the 12th, I had taken my pregnancy test, and it was Easter, and we were going to go pick up dinner, and I don't know why, like, I just took it right before we were going to go pick up dinner, like, what a weird thing to do, like,
couldn't wait.
Yeah, like, I'm like, because when I look back at it, I'm like, there's a part of me that's like, why didn't you ask Steven to, like, come into the bathroom and just, like, be with you during that time? Like, nope, you were just like, I'm going to go do this. And I think it was maybe, like, a part of me that was like, well, it's not going to be,
yeah,
be pregnant. So, like,
why ask him to come in?
Yeah, why ask him? And I did the pregnancy test. And if you guys know me, like, I'm super, like, cleanly and, like, crazy about, like, cleanliness. And so I peed on the stick and I definitely got some pee on my hand, which is like, I'm a numero uno, wash your hands the moment you get out of the bathroom. I even wash my hands before, which I've talked about in therapy is ridiculous to do unless your hands are dirty because you're literally going to have to wash them anyway. But I'm just a weirdo and don't like dirt near my junk. Not my junk, my little girl, my little hoo-ha. But so I literally so much. I took the stick, threw it right back into the bathroom drawer, shut it, and then ran downstairs. And his sister was like, I think she knew I was going to take one. And she, like, asked, but I didn't want to tell anybody before I told Steven.
Yeah.
And so I just stayed silent. Like, I think I just, like, shook my head and just stayed silent because
she's probably like, why is your face so white?
Yeah, I'm like, I can't, like, say anything. And then we were in the car, and I remember what we were listening to and where we were driving, like, or, like, where we were in the road. And I'm so awkward because, like, the idea of being pregnant, like, if you've known me for a long time, I've always been okay with adopting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the idea of adopting. I never really put too much emphasis on having my own child. And so I never really thought, like, oh, I'm going to, like, one day my partner and I will have this moment. And so I'm just like, yeah, like, I don't even remember exactly how I told them, but I just remember being like, holy shit, like, we're pregnant. Like,
that's how you said it?
No, I don't remember. But I remember just being like, whoa, like, just so taken back and, like, you know.
Wait, did you tell him while he was driving?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Was it just you two in the car?
It was just us two. I mean, I could have definitely, could have been a collision, but he's pretty calm and stable as a human. So I feel like if I were driving and somebody told me that they were pregnant, I would, like, turn right
away.
I don't actually remember. I feel like he maybe.
You just, like, blacked out?
Yeah, I really do. I think I was like, I don't think I want to tell him to this song, but I'm already telling him.
It's coming out of my mouth and I can't even stop it.
Because it's like, I'm a, like, the, I want everything to be so, like, moment-wise to be.
Mm-hmm.
So so movie-esque, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a word, but it's fine.
But, it is now.
Yeah, exactly. And so then we had dinner, and it was, it's just such an amazing and weird, like, thing to process. Like, I think mm-hmm. that, like, even telling you was really scary for me, and telling Ronnie was scary for me, you, like, it's like at first, like, you get, it's like obviously you're excited, but like, I mean, I went through like a good amount of like major anxiety, mm-hmm. and it's this like strange, like, because you know things are going to change, yeah. and you're almost like so, I mean, for me, I was just so scared of that change or how it would change GWA, oops, sorry, indigestion, how it would change GWA and how it would change my friendships or how my friends might look at me. And I was, you know, like, one, I was like, but what am I going to do? Like, if I want to go party, and like, Steven, and I think you two were like, you don't, though. Like,
yeah.
That's not who you are. Like, it's not like you go out and do stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, what makes you think?
It's because I think, like, that was taken away from you, and you, not that you even party, like you said, but, like, the fact that, like, you can't, and you're such, like, you like to have control.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, not having that control on that, I think, scared you. But, like, I think it's so amazing for GWA. Like, we mm-hmm. get to have, like, a whole new topics, because pregnancy is just not one topic. It is a whole umbrella.
Totally.
Of topics.
Especially things that people don't talk about.
Exactly. So, like, I think it's going to be so great. We've had mm-hmm. listeners, like, reach out and ask about, like, pregnancy and motherhood. And, like, that's something that, like,
we didn't know.
And we would have to have guests on to, like, speak about. But now, like, you are firsthand experience.
Living it, baby.
You know? And, like, we will also, like, I can't wait to, like, have, we need to call it, like, something, like, super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every episode will obviously have to have, like, an update, because it's every 2 weeks and so much changes.
Yeah.
But we'll come up with, like, a cute name, like, Next Nursery Corner or something. And just, like, have, like, an update. But, yeah, I mean, like, I think with you being pregnant, it has definitely, I think, helped a little bit with your OCD. I think
it's the greatest, like, gift I could have ever been.
I think it's definitely gone into a different direction,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely, like, and, like, even, like, being with Steven, like,
mm-hmm.
it's, your OCD has
changed.
Like, you have had so much change within such a short amount of time and growth that it's, like, I think if you step back and look at it, you need to, like, give yourself, like, a huge pat on the back and just be like, damn, like, look what I've gone through and, like, what I've accomplished and all the growth that I've had.
Yeah. And I hope everybody does that, because that is really true. Like, I definitely don't give myself that credit. It's really hard for me to, like, step back and look at all the growth. And if I would have pictured this summer – and I keep thinking I'm turning 26 on Sunday. I love it.
You know what? Just
I think it's because my birthday is on the 26th. So I'm just, and it's episode 26. So I'm like, I'm 26.
Oh, and by the time this episode comes out, she will be already turned 29. So everyone wish her a happy birthday.
Thanks. And so, yeah, I'll be 20 weeks on my 29th birthday, which is really exciting. But, you know, I looked at it. I was, I think, in the beginning, looking at things in such a, I don't want to say selfish, because it's just what I knew. Like, I didn't know life with something else mm-hmm. inside of me and growing within me. Like, I just didn't. Like, I didn't know that or understand that. And if I will say anything about, like, it's like a gift I never, like, knew that was coming. And it's funny because, mm-hmm. like, I do, like, there's parts of me that are, like, I'm, if you know me as, like, I'm very motherly, like, I'm very,
100%.
I love to, like, nurture in that mm-hmm. way, and a lot of OCD has stolen a lot of that. It's hard for me, like, when I talk about my OCD, because I'm almost always, like, thinking about it as, like, a persona in my body, so I'm like,
you don't want to, like, hurt its feelings.
Yeah, because yeah. it's, like, a thing that belongs to me, but there is, like, just this, like, you know, like, there is a part that, it's like, my therapist explains as, like, OCD sometimes takes territories away from you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be like, no, like, this is my territory, and you can't come into that,
mm-hmm.
and so, like, I do feel like my struggle with anxiety and OCD has taken a lot of my territories away, especially in my nurturing and mothering mm-hmm. side of, like, who I naturally am. And this kid, like, you know, just 5 months around, like, I haven't met it yet. I don't know who she is yet. By the way, it's a girl. We found out, when I was 12 weeks, I think, or 13 or 14, because I did the blood test. So I got to find out pretty early.
And I knew it was a girl.
She did know it was a girl. I thought it was a girl at first, too. And then I started getting really nauseous at night. And I was like, only a boy would cause this much trouble.
I can't wait. We're going to have a third little co-host. I told Meg I'm going to get her a little microphone.
Yeah. She's going to have a miniature microphone and miniature headphones.
Yeah.
That'd be so cute.
She's going to be the cutest.
Yeah. And so I think that OCD kind of stole a lot of my, or stepped into the territory of who I am naturally and uh-huh. put so much fear into me. And, you know, becoming a mother during a pandemic, during quarantine, during all these, you know, just the whole world shifting has been
uncertainty time.
Yeah. It's probably like if somebody were like, do you want to become a mom right now? I would be like, are you kidding? Have you met me? Do you know who my,
do you want to get punched in the face right now?
Like that, exactly. Like, it's like, how could you have, but it's the best time is what absolutely. I'm realizing that, you know, and I was telling you too before, I'm so saddened by our world and mm-hmm. the choices that our leaders make and the choices that our fellow community members make in not recognizing the Black Lives Matter movement,
mm-hmm.
you know, people of color in general and their struggles X, Y, and Z. But I am so grateful that I'm going to be bringing a kid into this world during this revolution of mm-hmm. Change so that, you know, my kid can be, like, it's like Claire's foundation, right?
Yeah.
Like, changing the way we do our schools.
The younger generation has a louder voice in us. Sorry, mm-hmm. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, but that's exactly, like, I'm very grateful that as much as, obviously, like, I have so much, trust me, like, I have so much anxiety every day that I work through. Like, there are times where, like, not only, like, hormonal changes and just, like, feeling, like, normal pregnancy stuff, like, my OCD some days, I'm, like, can't even function. And some days, mm-hmm. my anxiety, I can't function. And
mm-hmm.
I will say, like, I had to up my therapy. Like, I'm starting to do it. Because I was really, like, I used to do it once a week when I first started because my OCD was really bad. And also, like, my therapist is not cheap. Like, I don't go through insurance. Like, I pay out of pocket. And I'm just going to say this, that I've never regretted going, and I've gone into some debt for her. Like,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not advising anybody to go into debt, but I've never regretted spending as much as I have on therapy for the mm-hmm. right therapist, for somebody who's able to help you. I just think that there's no price on your brain.
No. And I think that therapy should be not like
universally free.
Yeah. It should be free, or at least like on a sliding scale of like zero to like $50.
Yeah.
Because like really like, so many people have anxieties or traumas that they need to work through, but they shy away from therapy because they can't afford it. And
What are you going to do? You choose.
So wrong.
Right. It's like here. Some people have to choose between food and some people have to choose. And my therapist is like, I've had moments where I like wasn't able to pay until two. And she's like, okay, like it's okay. And so like I've built like a really good relationship with my therapist. And I just say that because, you know, being pregnant during a pandemic, during a revolution that we need, you know, it's like, and I'm not even somebody who is directly, you know, I'm directly affected by the pandemic. I'm directly affected by the pregnancy. I'm directly affected by those things. But am I a person of color who's gone through the issues that they see on an everyday basis? No. Am I somebody who gets maybe different health care, like or lessened health care? I'm trying to articulate that correctly. Do you know what I'm saying though? Like,
no, I know what you're saying. Like you aren't going to be like, you're going to be better taken care of.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know? Like how that sounds so terribly.
Exactly. Because everybody should be taken care of to the same degree, the highest degree. Right. So, you know, I'm only experiencing it on the experience of, wow, this is uncomfortable. I can't believe this is our world. Like, I hope that it changes.
Yeah.
And so I mean, and we'll go through, and we might have some guests. We might just be through our newsletter. So just make sure you subscribe.
Yeah.
Like, the different trimesters that you could go through. But being pregnant and having, like, I guess the greatest, like, it comes back to, like, listening to yourself or, like, feeling into your body. And I'm really trying to work on that a lot more because you really do get fed so much fear when you're pregnant. And, like, I am somebody who always takes my doctor's advice. I'm just very like kind of, I mean, my brain works medically. And so that's kind of just how I am. But I will say I got really lucky and I have like an OB who I talk to about my anxiety and I talk to about my OCD. Like he's very clear and understanding like, yeah, I have these things. And I say that because if you're pregnant, newly pregnant or have kids or et cetera, not even, it's like tell people where you're at. Like, I think it's important to like say like, hey, like I do have OCD and I do have anxiety. So like, just keep that in mind. And I've had doctors who've treated me way different and shitty. And I've had like my OB who's like, okay, like maybe you should try it. Hypnosis, like gives me like options of like you could try this and see if that works, and I kind of like would weed those out for like the good ones and the bad ones. Like that is like, you know, you're your own advocate, and like we were talking about earlier, like no one will fight for you how you'll fight for you, and if anything, like becoming a mom and that mother instinct like
kicks in.
Yeah, and talking about like disappointing people, and like I am scared of this virus. I know like that, yes, like, you know, probably at some point I'll be exposed to it. Yes, I understand that. Do I want to just be reckless? No, I want to wear a mask. I want to slow the curve. I know that I am not the most educated person when it comes to medical information as far as, you know, viruses go. So I'm going to just listen to what the experts say and do my best to protect myself and my kid and, you know, the people that I interact with on a daily basis.
Yeah, you're really learning to form your boundaries and then stick firm to them because your number one priority is the tiny little nugget that you're growing in your stomach right now. And like, if that means disappointing someone, then they either understand or they don't.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And you can't worry about that person. You can to some sort of
degree. Yeah. But it has to come to a point where, you know, it's like we were saying, like, you're going to disappoint people. People are going to disappoint you, but can you stand still and still be like, okay, I love you. I appreciate you and your view and my view. you know, like when it comes to things of that nature, like that's you're
going to protect that being with all the force in your whole entire body.
Yeah, as best I can. Because I don't want to be stuck in the hospital taking antibiotics. Like,
no.
I'm good. Like, I'd rather not. I barely will take, like, you know, it's like I literally had, like, 2 yeast infections. Well, I guess 1 that never really cleared up. So it lasts, like, a month. And they finally gave me, like, a oral pill to take. And I was like, And that would have cleared it up, like, within, like, 3 days. I literally just snapped while doing that. It was gonna be so quick. Versus doing like a 7-day treatment, which was horrible. Like, I hated it. But it's like, I'm like, I'd rather just like not take like, you know, it's like you have to like choose
your battles.
Yeah. And I don't know, like my therapist says it, and I think it's so important, is can you be good enough? Like, do you have to be perfect? Because like I totally have like such like a perfectionist like side of me, and I think that's like something that's for me, I guess she says it especially because like I'm gonna be that mom who's like worried that I'm not being good enough, and so I need to start working on that now. I'm like, you don't need to be this perfect little entity for your kid. Like, your kid is gonna be okay as long as you know X, Y, and Z. And so yeah, I'm glad to be upping my therapy.
That's so great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing this, you know, for my little bubs. Like,
yeah, and you know what's right for you. So if that's upping it right now, then
It's funny because, like, have you ever – you've gone to therapy and been like, I don't want to go right now, or, like, I don't
– That's been, like, my whole struggle with this – with my, like, old therapist. I'm like, ugh, I don't want to right now.
I go through that, but then I'm like, okay, like sometimes for me, when I think I'm doing really good, and then I'll have like one horrible day, and I'm like, oh yeah, I've like mistaken. Like, I
did that?
Yeah, yeah. So again, we'll definitely do like newsletters. And so please rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're keeping up with that. We'll definitely have, you know, our guests coming on, and so you're following so you can see that.
And I'll make sure that we'll post Neg's bump dates. I ask her for a bump date all the time.
But yeah, I'll be sharing some photos. If I can get good photos,
That will be in the newsletter, so it doesn't have to be like out into the interweb of social media. But I'm really excited. Like, I'm so happy that I have been on this journey with you.
No, I am too.
I feel like you've been pregnant for like the whole year, because we literally, this is my baby too, FYI. Like, she found out like weeks in. So
yeah guys, since you've known since I was 5 weeks pregnant. That's a long time.
It is a long time. And then I think like either we'll have an episode, we'll have episodes, but like she could share like how she was during her first trimester. I know that was like,
it really changes. Yeah. It's so gnarly
for you. And, or it could be a newsletter. We just like haven't figured out, and we want to respect Neg and her privacy and how she is going through this journey. So however she feels comfortable with sharing is how she's going to share. So either be on Instagram or a newsletter, most likely newsletter, because I feel like it's more intimate.
I do love to write, so.
Yeah, and like I said, you guys are in for a special treat to see how she writes, or get to read what she writes, because it's truly beautiful. I'll probably not have much writing in, because I am not a writer.
She will.
But I'll be making the newsletter, so that's...
Yeah, they're really pretty.
It's our collaborative effort. But yeah, please subscribe, rate, review, leave comments. what you want to hear next. You can email us, DM us, follow us. We've been thinking about maybe doing a secret Facebook page where that would just be like another area where you could share your anxieties, and it would be locked, super private
community.
Just like a safe place where people can talk about their anxieties. And, you know, once you start talking about your anxiety, you're like, I'm not alone. So to have a community like that, I think is really important.
That's so true.
What else? Like, what else?
Learning that somebody has the same issue as you is like so freeing. Oh,
damn. Look at me.
Absolutely.
What else, Nick?
You know, continue if you can, obviously support Claire's fundraiser.
Yes.
Just supporting, you know, people right now, I would say over like just kind of what you were talking about with like the Amazon thing. I think that was such a good point of, you know, can we support the smaller person versus supporting the large corporations?
Corporation and, that's making so much money off this pandemic, which is sickening.
And if you're, you know, not a biracial, indigenous, person of color, black, like however, you know, or trans, human, I don't know, I don't know, I said that wrong, so I apologize. But I don't want the momentum just to die off is where I'm going with that. And I don't mean to, I'm still learning. And so I'm still trying to incorporate the right terms, because I did find like that was something that I do struggle with, like knowing the right vocabulary and knowing what the proper way to address a human by the way that they want to be addressed. And that's been a really interesting learning step for me, is because I've been like, I don't understand. I don't get how this means. It's like, it doesn't matter how I don't get it. It matters how a person wants to feel, and if they feel validated and cared for and respected by what I'm learning. And so I just really encourage everybody to continue to want to learn and to continue to help our humanity out. Humanity over everything.
Yeah, just because
stress is enough.
Just because people stop posting every day on Facebook, or excuse me, on Instagram, doesn't mean that it has been solved. It's still happening in the world, and we have so much learning to do. So please, please, please continue to educate yourself and read and watch documentaries and
look
research.
Up articles. Just, you know, trying to make our neighbors and our friends and our loved ones feel more heard and comforting in this world. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to disappoint each other. We're not going to meet eye to eye on every little thing, but humanitarian issues aren't really, it can't be up for debate, because when somebody is in turmoil at the benefit of another, it doesn't balance out. We really need to make sure that we're lifting each other up and caring for each other. Whether you speak the same language, you're the same color, you have the same views on X, Y, and Z, that all doesn't matter. You have a beating heart inside of you. You're a human being. So I just want to like leave with that of,
I love that
movement alive. And that's how we build strong communities. So.
And I co-sign with what she just said. And also, please wear a mask.
Yes. Yeah. Just do it.
Just do it.
It's all good. You'll be okay. You won't. Everybody still thinks you're beautiful. Your eyes are the windows to your soul. So.
And thank you so much for listening. This is a little bit of a longer episode, but
we're back from our siesta, so
we had so much to update you guys on, and we're just so excited. And
we'll see you guys from it's not my place, but from our new loft.
Yes. Okay. Well, until next time, guys.
We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.